Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
It's my joy today to continue our sermon series, Stress-Free Living. And I do believe that God has a word for you to help you in this stressful season. There's a lot to be anxious about at this time. There's a lot to be stressed about as well. Just before we recorded this sermon, we got the news that our city, which we're so close to, Aberdeen, has been back into lockdown. And that all started with a few cases on the 26th of July. And when I heard about that, I reminded myself that actually I was in Aberdeen on the 26th of July. And right away, I began to start thinking anxious thoughts. Was I there? Was I nearby? Did I bump into someone? You know, it's so easy to begin to think anxious thoughts. But today I want to talk to you about filtering your thoughts. So you're maybe watching me today and you're apprehensive or nervous, maybe about your kids that are going back to school next week. Or maybe you've got an exam results and you've got into university or a new job and you're a bit apprehensive about starting something new. Maybe you're concerned about your work life or something in your family. You know, we all have things that we are anxious about, but we don't need to live in a place of anxiety. We can know stress-free living. Now, to help explain this message today, I've brought with me a water purifier, a water filter machine. And I've poured some water from our tap into a pitcher. And this is just regular water from the tap that's been treated, that's good for us. We can drink it. It's not going to harm us. But it's not as good a quality as water that's been passed through a filter. And this filter will take out any other bits of bacteria, and it will help it to taste a lot better. So just like our thought life, we've all got thoughts that we take into our minds. Some are good, some are not so good, but we need to make sure we've got a filter in our mind to ensure that we are focusing on thoughts that are helpful. I'm going to pour the water into the filter machine, and then in a few moments, I'll be able to drink the best quality of water. Stress is a normal part of life. We all have things that we're stressed about. And actually, stress can be quite helpful in causing us to move forward. I was just thinking about a time before Deborah and I were married, when we were dating with each other, that I had to ask my father-in-law, Alec, if I could get married to Deborah. And I remember leading up to that, I was quite nervous and I was quite anxious about that. And good news is that, of course, he said yes. And now we've been married for over 7 years. But that allowed us to move forward in our relationship. When we don't manage stress well, we can become distressed. That's defined as extreme anxiety. That's when you stop moving, when you allow the stress, the worry, the concern, the anxiety to weigh you down, you stop moving forward. And you know, this morning, that is exactly what your enemy wants you to do, to stop moving forward in life. He wants you to think that everything depends upon you, that it's up to you to get everything sorted in life, and there's no help for you. You need to be in control of everything, and you need to make it happen. Well, I want to encourage you today that God is with you to help you. You know, anxiety is the fruit from the tree called uncertainty, and that is rooted in fear. Anxiety demands control, and it spreads on uncertainty. There are so much things that are causing us to be anxious, to be distressed. There are so much uncertainty at this time. But don't allow that to weigh you down and to stop you from moving forward. Now you're saying, Daniel, that's easy for you to say. You're the pastor. You don't need to worry about anything. You don't have any, you don't know my situation, you don't know what I'm going through. How can I trust God with everything that's going on in my life? Well, let's turn to the Bible, because I think that's a good place to look for help and advice for situations like this. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to read from verse 6 together. The believers in Philippi, they had a lot to be anxious about. They had a real threat and danger of persecution, and they were fearful about their future. But the Apostle Paul encourages them to have confidence in God. Let's read together from verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. The Apostle Paul writes these words from a prison cell, a man who was familiar with pain and with struggle and had lots to be anxious about, yet he had so much confidence in his God. He knew that God was with him. And he takes that experience from his past and encourages the believers in Philippi that they too can have confidence in God. He says these words, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. At the start of this chapter, he encourages the believers to stand firm in the Lord. He then says, rejoice in the Lord always. You see, Paul recognized that it doesn't depend upon ourselves and our goodness and how we feel about ourselves. Actually, it all depends upon our Lord. That you can stand firm not by yourself, but in the Lord. That you can rejoice not when everything is going as you'd like it to go, but you can rejoice in the Lord always, even in the midst of adversity and difficulties, when life is stressed and you feel anxious, you can rejoice in the Lord. You see, the answer to your anxiety is in your God-given identity. Growing up, I was often told that I looked like my grandfather. He was tall, he was handsome, he was a good-looking man. And I was blessed to be described as looking like my grandfather. But actually, I would like to be more like how he was on the inside. His character, his personality, his Christ-like example. You know, all of us have a personal identity. We have a self-image, whether that's healthy or unhealthy. And usually that's formed around our early years in life, whether that was good or bad experiences. We all view ourselves in a certain way. That's our identity. Some people look to things, to stuff, to relationships, and to other people to form their identity. But actually, you should look to Jesus to form your identity. What does God say about you? What does God see in you? Well, the Bible tells us that he loves us. The Bible tells us that he has made us a new creation. That's what Paul says in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, that if anyone is in Christ, the new creation is come. The old is gone, behold, the new is here. If you're a believer today, you are a new creation. God loves you. He has forgiven you. You are complete in him. You are free in him. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus, and he has given you a new identity. Don't form your identity based upon your feelings or your thoughts, because they lie to you all the time. It's only God, who is ultimate authority and truth, who says that you are loved, that you are valued, that you belong to his family. He is with you, and he is for you. The answer to anxiety lies in your identity in Christ. When you know that you belong to Jesus, when you know who you are in him, you can control your thought life and recognize harmful thoughts when they come your way. I heard recently a phrase which said this, what consumes your mind controls your life. What are you thinking about? That's usually something you say to yourself after you've done something wrong. But I want to ask you right now, in your thought life, what are you thinking about? See, Paul tells us or instructs us to think on such things, things which are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. I wonder today, do you need to take an audit of your thought life? Do you need to think about some of the fake news that you're taking in, lies that you're listening to, words of negativity, words of shame, words of guilt, words that are pulling you down and having an impact on your life and on your behavior? You see, that's what happens. Our thinking controls or influences our behavior. And we need to make sure that we are thinking the right thoughts so that we can see the right behaviors in our lives. Can you allow God to shape your thought life according to your identity in Christ? You see, that's why today I've used this illustration here of a water filter machine. And just like we need to filter our thoughts so that after we've done that, we can taste the water and we've got rid of all the dirty bacteria, all the negative thoughts, and now we can drink the good water. Just like in our thought life, we can get rid of all the harmful thoughts when we put it through the filter of our identity in Christ and make sure, or just like what Paul tells us, is it true? Is it admirable, noble, right, pure, lovely, excellent, praiseworthy? See, what we put into our minds determines what comes out in our words and in our actions. Your behavior flows from your thinking. So be careful what you're putting into your mind. It's why it's so important that we regularly spend time where we're with God, when we meet with Him, reading our Bible and praying and listening to worship music and listening to what God wants to say to us in our hearts. It's so important that we do that because that's where we're reminded of what God says about us. That's where we're reminded about our identity in Christ. You need to allow your God-given identity to frame your thought life. So today, I want to ask you, how are you going to filter your thought life? Well, here's just one or two things that will help you. Just stop for a moment. If you feel that you are beginning to think anxious thoughts, take a moment, take a breath, and acknowledge that you're feeling like that. Ask yourself this question, is this thought from God? Is this something that Jesus would say to me? Process it and assess, is this in line with my God-given identity, or is this just a negative, harmful thought which the enemy will latch on and cause us to become more and more anxious? Pray. Ask for God's help and for His wisdom. Maybe you need to talk to someone who you trust, someone who loves you, someone who you trust enough that will tell you the truth that you need to hear. Plan. Make a plan how you're going to deal with the situation. And then, of course, most importantly, shift your focus. Shift your focus away from the worry and from the concern and shift it to God through prayer, through praise and worship. You know, when you go through that process, you'll begin to experience that burden to be lifted from you and you'll know the peace of God. That stress-free living, when you experience the peace of God in your life. Thinking right leads to experiencing God's peace in our lives. Peace is a person. Paul says here in this passage about the peace of God, but also the God of peace will be with you. What great words of encouragement for the believers in Philippi, but also for you today, that the God of peace is with you. When you feel anxious, when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel you're stressed out, God is with you. Peace is a person. You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, that he's Emmanuel, God with us. Paul writes in Ephesians that he himself, Jesus, is our peace. You know, believer, today, Jesus is with you. He has not left you alone. You don't need to go through life struggling, feeling burdened with anxiety and stress. You can know the peace of God because the God of peace is with you. Thinking back to those moments when I started to become anxious about, what if I bumped into that person? What if all this things happened when I was in Aberdeen that day? When I began to think like that, I had to take a moment to filter my thoughts and invite the God of peace to reign supreme in me in that moment. I read this quote from Tozer. It says this: we please God most not by frantically trying to make ourselves good, but by throwing ourselves into his arms. Maybe you're watching me today and you're overwhelmed, you're burdened, you're feeling stressed out and filled with anxiety, and you're trying and trying and trying, thinking like everything depends on you. You want to be in control. You can't handle the uncertainty. I want to encourage you today to not try and do things better and be good, but actually to throw yourselves into God. You can do that today. In a few moments, we're going to sing another song of worship, and I would encourage you to take that opportunity to lean on Jesus, to throw yourself into him. A couple of weeks ago in Grenoble in France, there was an apartment building and a fire broke out in one of the flats. And there was a couple of children in that flat, and the fire spread throughout the flat that the only means of exit was out of the window. And their flat was a few floors high. And they're shouting at the window, crying for help, and some people were passing by, and they gathered underneath that window. And they started calling to the children and encouraging them that you need to jump from that window. And the children, you can hear them, that they're obviously scared. And they had to make that decision, that they had to let go of that which was being destroyed around them to fall into the arms of their rescuer. The first child does it and they catch him, and then the second child jumps from that window and they catch both children. They fell into the arms of their rescuer. And maybe you're watching me today and you are consumed with fears and anxiety, and you are just filled with things in your life that are causing you to be miserable. And actually, as you look around your life, things are falling apart. Today I want to come with a great message of hope to you today, is that you've got a rescuer. And his name is Jesus. And if you feel like that, you don't need to stay in that place which is falling apart. Maybe inwardly you feel so confused, you feel so broken. But Jesus has came to fix that. He's came to bring peace in the midst of your distress. And you know, the good news is this, is that every single person has the opportunity to respond to the invitation that Jesus has for you. He's like those rescuers who are standing at the bottom of that burning building, and he's calling out to you and asking you to come to him. And you know, God has done everything that he possibly could so that you could come to him. The Bible tells us that he gave his one and only son, that's Jesus, into this world. And that as he lived his life perfectly, at the end of his life, he went to the cross. And when he was on the cross, he took upon himself all the sin of this world. That's the stuff in our lives that are causing the shame and the brokenness within us. The things that we feel guilty about, all the rubbish. Jesus took that upon himself, and he became the sacrifice so that in this life, we can know peace. And today the invitation is there for you to recognize that you need a savior, you need a rescuer. And that's Jesus. And when you call out to him and you ask him to forgive you of your sin, he promises you, as I mentioned earlier, to make you into a new creation. He gives you a fresh start. He gives you that identity, which you're no longer in sin. You're no longer dead, but you're alive. You are free. You are complete in Jesus. I wonder today, you're watching me and you're filled with anxiety. You're burdened with sin. I want to give you that opportunity right now to call out to Jesus, your rescuer. The Bible tells us that to be able to experience the peace of God, we've got to be at peace with God. And I want to lead you in a prayer that would allow you to be in peace with God and then experience the peace of God. If that's you today, can you just follow after me? I'm going to pray a very simple prayer of commitment. And just mean it sincerely from your heart. Just follow after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came into this world to rescue me from my sin. I recognize I need your help. I am a sinner. I ask you, please forgive me from my sin. Make me into a new person by the power of your Spirit. I confess you are my Lord. I ask you to help me to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer right now, can I encourage you to send us an email at info@apexcenter.org.uk or a message on Facebook Messenger. Let us know. We want to celebrate with you today. And for everyone else as we're watching this morning, I want to encourage you as we go into this time of worship, as we sing this song and begin to prepare ourselves as we share communion today. Maybe you're feeling burdened, overwhelmed, feeling anxious. You want to know that stress-free living we're talking about. Well, can I encourage you as we sing this song of worship to shift your focus from your concerns, to filter your thoughts, and to focus on Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the one who is the God of peace and who is with you right now.